Woman Shirin Zar Hashem when Kevinu Yom Dalit Pashat Balosa Shir number 55 we'll call it Tezayan Sivan May 30th Kedar Hashem Section 2 Perek Dalit and Dalit Paragraph 5 Okay 2 per 4 Paragraph 5. Somehow, going through history, sort of, and how the Jews got to be those people, chosen people, have a special relationship with Hashem, it's a different speech, he says. We know that we're bonim lamakom, and we have an neshama that's chelik aloka mimal, and ultimately, in the time of eternity, that's even beyond Gan Eden, but in the time of eternal eternity, after Tchias HaMesim, according to the Ramchal, so we're going to bond in some way with Hashem, where our neshamos and our gufim, that will be not physical, nowhere near as physical as it is now, but they will have. Will be some sort of ruchni yustika material. We don't know what that means. Just words to us. But the physical will also be part of the schar of Olam Haba and will become one with Hashem. A deveikus, which is indescribable pleasure, and will actually bond. Actually bond with Olam Haba. And this way, called the Rishon, called the Sind, and came much too physical, much too Chomer oriented. And this has to do with Misa, and this is what he explained in the first section. That's why the body has to decompose and has to die and be buried, and the Neshama, meanwhile, is in a stop off section called Eden. And there's a Yom Hadil HaGadol, where Hashem judges if we're worthy of going into Olam Haba or not. And Perek Gimel was really the ways in which Hashem tries to maneuver that we go into Olam Haba. This is based on the principle of Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelik Olam Haba, that we are created with that quality, and therefore, if we have flaws, and we all have flaws, so Hashem maneuvers, doesn't overlook, but we get punished for it, we get handed for it, sometimes we can piggyback on the backs of tzaddikim, and we do tshuva. That's what but now Perek Dalit tackles the history of Klal Yisrael, how did this come about? And you learn the Ramchal, and you see that nothing in history is an accident, everything was planned, and everything has, it's also part of the spiritual physics of the world. So, he says, from after when Adam HaRishon was Chote, until Dor HaFloga, anybody could have taken the torch, so to speak, and become the person worthy of climbing back to Adam HaRishon's original state, ultimately. And that turned out to be Avraham Avinu. The other... Then there were 70 nations at Dor HaFloga, and each of this, that was the time of the major tekufa in history with Dor HaFloga, and that's when the 70 nations were established, and they were the roots, and now their descendants will be called the branches, and everybody will have the characteristics of their ancestors, and 70 nations have 70 national characteristics, 70 roles to play in the development of the world, and that's it, those 70, that's it. Now if you think about it in terms of years, Avraham Avinu was born in Avraham Avinu was born in 1948. He was 48 years old at the time of Dor HaFloga. He was 48 at the time of Dar HaFloga, which means that Dar HaFloga was 1996. Now, if you have some knowledge of the way history is split up in Jewish thought, Chazal, there's 2,000 years of Tohu, 2,000 years of Torah, and 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach. We're at the end, or hopefully at the very end, of Yemos HaMashiach. So for 2,000 years, the world was Tohu. And you see that Avraham Avinu became the chosen one and started 2,000 years of Torah. So he was born in just about at the end, 1948, and in 1996 he was finally chosen to be the one. So that's virtually 2,000 years. I can't account for the four missing years. And then there's 2,000 years of Torah. The 2,000 years of Torah, and basically, I think that around, we'll call it very, very loosely, it's not accurate at all exactly, but around the Churban second of the second base of Mikdash. And this is the development of Torah Shemitzav, the development of Torah Shabbal Peh, and Mishnayos, and the Gemara, and all the Medrashim, and this is the writing down of Torah Shabbal Peh, and then the 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach is a great Golos, and taking the 2,000 years of Torah and applying it to all sorts of different situations. The 2,000 years of Torah had the Chasimus HaTalmud, when the Talmud was sort of sealed, and now this is it. Nobody can argue anymore with the Gemara. And now starts the Tekufa of the Rabbonon Tzvuroi, which we know very little about. That went on for a few centuries. Very little we know about them. And the Gaonim, which we know a little bit more, but not that much. And then the Rishonim, like the starting, let's say, the Chavis HaLovus was probably the first Rishon, and then the Ramban, and the Rashbah, and the Rambam, and Rashi, and Tosfos, and all the Rosh, and Tur, and all the names, and then came the Achronim, starting from the Beis Yosef, we'll call it. So that's all in the that's in the 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach, in Golos, very approximately. But it makes sense that at the Dor HaFloga, well, obviously it makes sense, but it fits neatly, the idea that at the Dor HaFloga, Hashem decided, it was nikba, it was settled. It was settled who would be the roots of the nations of the world and what their roles would be and their national characteristics, and that's when Avraham Avinu was chosen. Avraham Avinu, so we are the chosen people merely because we are the descendants of Avraham Avinu. He chose Avraham. Avraham chose him. Avraham was worthy. We're not told, at least not in the Derech Hashem, probably in Ramchal's other forum, he has more of a discussion of what was wrong with Mesushelach, or Shem Ve'Ever, for that matter, Noach, or Chanoch. He mentioned these names before, that they taught about Hashem to the world. So why didn't they become Avram? Why weren't they? I mean, Avram did descend from them. Avram is a descendant of Shem, and a descendant of Ever. Ever is one of Shem's descendants. And Avram, some say Avram of Ivri, is because he's from the Ever family, and that led to Nochor and Terach, right? All the okay. So, and then in paragraph 4, the Chavis HaLovus informed us that Hashem is a Meitiv, Hashem, right? So, any guy, any non-Jew, could tear himself away from his or her root, R-O-O-T, from his nation, leaves his nation. Uproots himself from his nation. Gershon is a guy here, a convert, is Kekotin Shanola Dami, is like a new entity, and he hooks up, like he graft a branch into a tree. He hooks up with Avraham Avinu, and it's like being adopted into that family. Now, it's interesting that the Rech Hashem, in paragraph 4, says that the ability to do this is based on that Avraham Avinu is Av L'Gerim, but he brings down a different pasuk than the Gemara does, really. He brings down the pasuk very early in Avraham's career. This is when Lech Lecha. So this is when Avraham Avinu was 75 years old. And the Gemara has it stated in the pasuk when Avraham's name was changed to Avraham.
and he went from being Av Aram to being Av Hamon Goyim. That was when Avraham Avinu was 99. That was like 24 years later. So I can't really account for this gap. This is the Ramchal says this is the Pasuk. The Gemara says the Pasuk is Av Hamon Goyim. It could be this gave people the ability to latch on to Avraham Avinu. It's not the simple meaning of an Ivruchu V'chol Kol Mishpachosu Adama. The simple meaning is that they will use you as a source of blessing. But he, obviously the Ramchal understood it to mean that they will be able to hook up with you. And it's a shtickle play on words, because the Hebrew word for grafting a branch into a tree is the Beis Reish Chaf, is that root. Lahavrich. The Mishnayos talk about being mavrich. So I don't know if he means that play on words. Maybe he does. Will be able to be grafted onto you. And ulam and lo yishad lebuzeh, if they don't, okay, so yisharu tachasilo no sehem asher rishiyim, they will remain in their natural trees and with their natural roots, and they will have whatever characteristics, whatever role they have to play as the descendants of that root, of that nation. It'll just go on the natural way. Yeah.
I didn't hear what you said. Avram's previous name, what did it represent?
Avram. Avla Aram. Right. He was a leader. Aram is the nation of Aram. This is where he came from. And then he became Av Hamon Goyim, Avraham. And Sarai became Soroi instead of Sarod instead of Sarai, also from a singular to a plural. But Rabban Ramchal says a different pasuk. We're not going to go into it now. And now we're starting paragraph Hey. The Tzorech Sheteida. He's saying in paragraph Hey that every person has a role in the world. Every person that's created, every person that's born has a specific role in the world. But some people, there's roots and there's branches and there's primary, if you ever look at a tree, there's primary branches and then there's branches that grow out of other branches, and then there's branches that go out of the branches that grow out of branches. So every person has different neshamas, and Hashem sends down to this world, and some are this and some are that. That's already predestined. That's the type of neshama they have. The Sarah Shateda, Kamosha Klal told us Adam, in general, mankind, Mishalek Le'ilono Sharoshiyim, the roots, Va'anfehem Imohem, and the branches, that's pre-Dor HaFloga and post-Dor HaFloga. But again, I am reminding you that in terms of years, it's pretty neat. It's just about the year 2000, which is the end of the Tekufa in history called the years of Tohu Vavohu, and starting the years of Torah. So can't call ilam ve'ilam, but every tree in itself, if ne'atzmo yibochanu bo, you could tell if you know how to look for it, I guess. Ha'anofim ha'roshiyim, the main branches, shemehem nimshachim u'misparkim kol shar ha'protim, because everybody, there's a lot of nuances, right? Nobody is the same. Everybody has different fingerprints. Everybody has different. Gemara says actually in brachas. Kashem Shain Partsufehem Shovim Kachain Parufehem Shovim. People have looked differently. No one looks exactly the same, maybe identical twins, but even they look different. The mother could tell. But everybody looks different. Everybody has different characteristics. No one's exactly the same as the other person. Hashem doesn't, you know, there's no doubles in the world. But some people are more primary, some people are more secondary. Now he says, "V'amnam, however, anfei ilonu shel Avraham Avinu alav hashalom, the branches of the tree called Avraham Avinu tree, hakolulim hinehem at shishim ribo." That's the magic number of 600,000. I don't know how to account for the. It was 603,000 something. If you look in the Chumash, it wasn't. It was a bit more than 600,000. I don't know how to account for them. Certainly in Chazal and in Talmudic literature, it's called Shishim Ribo. It's called 600,000. They don't bother with the extra, you know, 4,000 something. So, and it's interesting also that the Ramchal does not talk, at least in Derech Hashem he doesn't. In other Svarim he does. He doesn't talk about the Shvatim.
It doesn't say what you would expect them to say, that the 12 Shvatim are primary branches of the tree of Avraham Avinu. And Yitzchak was obviously a primary branch in Yaakov, and then 12 branches of Shvatim. And then came the 600,000. But here he jumps to the 600,000 right away. But the 600,000 are very meaningful. They're the ones that got the Torah. That means these are the primary souls in Klal Yisrael, the primary neshamos. And everybody, just like there's Avraham Avinu, and we're all descendants of Avraham, we're also all descendants of the 600,000. That they are branches, but they are primary branches. And then comes their descendants being somewhat tofel, somewhat, you know, secondary, somewhat just part of the father branch. It's interesting, again, a lot of questions here. He elaborates in others for him, because of the 600,000, there's no Shevet Levi. So, Hayitachen, how could it be that Shevet Levi should not be from the primary neshamos of Bnei Yisrael? How could that be? They're the Kohanim, the Levim. They're Shevet Levi. They're the special Shevet in Klal Yisrael. So how does it happen that they are? So the answer is obviously that they are, but they're not. They're not Adarab, but they're like a cut above. They're like the officers. They're in the cabinet. So this is already the nation. He doesn't talk about it. The Ramchal, he said there's 66. But the point is that the Jews that went out of Mitzrayim are the primary neshamas of Klal Yisrael, and they gave, and it's their descendants now that's Klal Yisrael. It makes sense because they got the Torah. So these are the neshamas that were elevated and inspired and elevated, and they were zochet to Gilui Shechina, never since again experienced by mankind, to see Hashem, to experience Hashem at Har Sinai. This is the formation of the Jewish nation, the 600,000. Avraham Avinu was not the Jewish nation, he was a person. And his children were people. The nation was forged when they went out of Mitzrayim, and then 7 weeks later got the Torah. That was the formation of a nation, of an Umma, Yisraelis. And they got Eretz Yisrael. Even if they didn't actually go into Eretz Yisrael, but it was the Gemara says ultimately Eretz Yisrael was divided based on the people that went out of Mitzrayim, and then their children got the portion of their fathers, like a Yerusha. Chalabom Achreihem, whoever, those who follow them, their descendants, in other words. Nechshavim, Pratim, Letolados, they are, again, they're like individuals, and everything is nuanced, everything is a little different, it's the Pratim to the Klal. Letolados, Hakol, Lemayim, there's a general branch, and then there's every mini branch, and every fruit is a little different. Every person that's born is different. It's like limitless capabilities. But this is the general setup. Vinei le'ela nitna ha'torah, v'oz nikra sha'omad ilum ze'alperko, this is the final, the tree reached maturity. This is the tree now that's going to fulfill the role that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it in the world. This is Klal Yisrael. And again, now he says in history, again, nothing is just a measure, nothing is just an accident. The other nations didn't get one other chance. Hashem gave them one more chance. The window of opportunity was from the Chet of Adam HaRishon till Dor HaFloga. That's it. But now he says, you know, Hashem says, I'm going to give them one more chance. Ulam Chesed Gadol Osak on Yisborchem Kala Umos, and that's the idea where we read about in Medrash that Hashem offered the Torah to all the nations of the world. And that's real, and that means they had an opportunity to accept it, and they would have become part of the Jewish people, I guess. Maybe they would have become their own roots, their own branches. We don't know, because it didn't happen. Shatala Dina Modas Man Matan Torah, they really had up until Matan Torah. They were given one more opportunity to achieve this spiritual potential.
That's where our Torah, Al Kula of Jehkabuad, is what we talk about, that Hashem offered the Torah to all the nations of the world. The Mohim Makabun also, they would have, again, we say they, who's they? They are the either Shemayim, on earth, the leaders, you know, the one, the root, the more primary branches there. Offered it. So they could have climbed up, they could have elevated themselves to reach the spiritual potential of the Jewish people. They had one more chance. At Matan Torah, Hashem offered it again to the Kumas Olam. B'chilin Shalom Ratzu, they rejected it. Oznik Martin on the Gamri. Okay, it's all over. Minister Hashar Bethnehem, now the doors finally closed, bolted, locked. Throw away the key. But not for individuals, because an individual can always be a convert. So it's not really closed and locked and sealed. It's closed and locked and sealed for a nation to graft itself onto Avraham Avinu. But an individual always can. That door is never closed. The door of an individual having Bechira and an individual deciding and making that choice to become Jewish, to become part of the Jewish people. Nistam Hashar B'Snayim Sisum, a closure of Sha'en Lo Psicha. Avzen Nishar, but the door is never mamish shut, because an individual can always go through. L'chalish Rishman Ha'anofim V'Proteihem, any person, any individual in one of the many, 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 many branches of the other nations, she is Gair Ba'asmo, he can become a Gair, nothing stopping him. Can't be a nation anymore with all their descendants, but it can always be an individual, a ger, and his children. Okay. Paragraph 4. So what's going to be with these nations now? We know what's going to be with the Jewish people. It's Hashem, Olam HaBa. We know that's our ultimate destiny, as a Hashem. But Ula, says the Ramchal, Lahoysad the Zeru Lahavid is a Humosail. It's not like they're going to be thrown in the garbage can. They are part of the world. They are part of what things that have to be accomplished in the world. They're not as bonded and as close and as. They're not in the same relationship with Hashem as the Jewish people, but they are here. They have the Shabbos. They have the Chira. They have to do things. So they're not going to be destroyed. They're going to stay on the low level based on the chait of the Marisho. They're going to stay on that low level. For who min enushius? It's a type of mankind. It really shouldn't even exist, such a lower form of humans. And it wouldn't have existed if not for the chait of Adam Arishon. Because of his chait, he caused that there should be such an existence of a lower form of human who's very, very physical, very, very, doesn't even have a potential of all above. But they're human, they're not animals. Kibbutz Yesh Ben Bechina Enushius, Abel Pishi Shvala, it's lower, Cheta with the Marisha, very physical, but it's human, it's not an animal, it's one cut above, right? Tzomeach, Domim, Tzomeach, Chai, and Daber. These Hashem gave them, you know, kamol. Behind Ushiel and the Shama, they also have the Shama Ka'ein Nishmos B'nai Yisrael. Similar, not Mamish, because there's so many different kinds of Neshamas. He's not going into everything now. There's Neshama, Ruach, Yechida, Nefesh. So they have a type of soul too. They're not animals. Actually, an animal has a soul too. It's called Nefesh HaBahami. But they have human souls. Abel Bishay Madrigos or Madrigos Nishmos Yisrael. El Shalom and Harbei. It's clearly very inferior to the Neshamas of Klal Yisrael. The Yulah and Mitzvahs. They have the Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. They have Mitzvahs to do. There's no Jewish religion. The I am belong to a different religion. That's, there's no such thing. There's Hashem, and that's all that there is. And the Jews have special responsibilities and special ways of bonding with Hashem and special ways of leading spiritual lives. And other goyim have their mitzvahs that they have to do as non-Jews, and their relationship with Hashem and their way of connecting to Hashem. And that's all the same mitzvahs b'nei Noach. It's all the same religion. It's all Hashem. I don't even find the word religion. Obviously, they don't have the same mitzvahs that Jews do. Jews have 613 and the Torah, and the goyim don't. But the goyim have their responsibilities, their spiritual responsibilities. They're part of the world, and they're part of spirituality, and they're supposed to bring spirituality into the world on a lower form, because they have to suffer because of the chet of Avraham, and they're the descendants of that lower form. So he says, the handles of the Shabbos, and the Shalom Amar, the Yula have mitzvahs, they have their mitzvahs to do. That gives sustenance to their neshama. They have a spiritual side, and that is reflected by them having to fulfill the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Iknu b'hen hatzlocha gufiyas v'nafshiyas gamkein, so they have hatzlocha in olam hazeh, not olam habba, but most of them they will be part of, maybe they will even get into olam habba, but it won't be like a regular seat at the table. They'll have to sit in the service entrance, I don't know. Whatever is appropriate for their matrega, the hang mitzvahs b'nei Noach. When they mitzchilas habriyah nizmanu kol advarim, everything was arranged from when Hashem made the world. Even though, again, there's bechira and yediyah, Hashem knows everything is going to happen. So he knew that Adam and Rishon would be kolbe, and he knew that mankind would be at a lower level. Knew that there would only be one nation emerging from all the nations of the world, and the other nations would remain on this lower level. So everything was prepared beforehand. All the laws of spiritual physics, which make all these things happen, which allow all these things to happen, which bring into reality all these things that we're talking about, so they were set up from when Hashem made the world. In case Adam sins, and Hashem made alternative history plans. He knew what would happen, so, but from our perspective, it's alternative. Just like Hashem made Gehenna, in case people sin. He made Golos, in case Klal Yisrael sins. The ability to be Makrib of Beis HaMikdash was already created, in case Klal Yisrael sins. So Hashem prepared the history, what he knew would be necessary, because he knows what would happen in the future. So everything was created, and it would be put into motion, it would be put into the play, it would be put into actuality, into reality, if it becomes necessary. And Hashem already knows it's going to become necessary, but it doesn't affect what happens, and that's already a mystery that we will not go into. We're up to paragraph 7. Yeah.
I know it's a silly question, but I've often thought about it. Hashem truly offered this to all the nations and sincerely meant that they could have it. Hypothetically speaking, where would we be if
the Ramchal just explained it beautifully. Otherwise, we wondered what would be, but we just learned that the Ramchal would be. They would have become part of the Jewish people. They would have
been one nation.
Yeah, that's what he implies very strongly. They would have joined up with Avraham Avinu's descendants.
But he said that each nation has its own characteristics.
But as he said, he gave them one more chance to become the Jews, to become the Jewish
but
people.
But maintaining those same characteristics?
I don't know exactly the nuances.
Because they were not such nice characteristics.
If they would have accepted the Torah, they would have turned a fresh page in history. It's like Avraham Avinu started a new page in history. Avraham Avinu's father wasn't, he wouldn't do a shidduch with him. His father wasn't the greatest. He started a new page in history. That was one of the uniqueness of Avraham. He stood up against the whole world and he started a fresh page. So Hashem gave the Ummah Tzolom one more chance to join up in something that would be forever, and real forever, not we say forever. Really, really forever. He gave them one more chance. That's what he said in the last paragraph of the last paragraph as we have it of his paragraph 5. Hashem gave them one more chance. If they would have accepted it, they would have been, as a nation, not as individuals, but as a nation, they would have become part of Avraham Avinu's dream. But they didn't accept it, so now it's up to the individuals to graft themselves onto Avraham Avinu's tree. Okay, Adrabba, without Ramchal, we don't know what would have been. Like, what's Hashem going to forget all the nations for? Like, what would have been if they would have accepted? But now with Ramchal, we know what would have been. They would have become part of this new nation that just emerged from Egypt, Avraham Avinu's descendants, and they would have been a graft of that nation. Paragraph 7. For Ulam, now we get to Olam Haba. Olam Haba, Lo Timsena Umos Zulas Yisrael. On one hand, he says, this is, we'll just learn it, we know. On one hand, as nations, it will only be Klal Yisrael who earn a place in Olam Haba, because we are descendants of Avraham. He perfected himself to potentially be like Adam HaRishon before Adam HaRishon was Choteh, and that's the Jewish nation. But l'nefesh chasidei umos ha'olam, there will always be individuals. Now again, they don't have a neshama, that's chelik eloka mima, but they have something called a nefesh, they have a soul. So they inosei metzias, they will exist. They will exist. It won't be like our existence, but they will not cease to exist, which was happening if you don't have Olam Haba. But Bechina Nosefes, some sort of new supplementary role, Nispachas al Yisrael Atzma. We don't know if they'll exist. We don't know what this means. Maybe, I don't know, I don't want to speculate, I don't know what it means. Maybe they'll be like pets, like you have a dog. They'll be like pets. They won't be as chashuv, and as they won't earn a place by the table, so to speak, like the Jewish people. But they'll be there, right? So they'll be there in some subsidiary form, some supplementary form, subsidiary form. But it's Solomon will have, he says, kalavush on its lodom, like clothing on of a person's body. They'll somehow be there. They won't have the chashivas of Klal Yisrael, but they'll be there, right? Yeah. Instead of pet, you know, so he's in your house. If it rains, he's in the house. He doesn't get rained on. So that has a certain hashivus. We don't know how to describe it because we don't even know how we will be. But Ramchal's point, it's important to get the point. The point is, they'll be there. They won't cease to exist. The Chassidei Umos HaOlam, who did the Zion Mitzvahs. So they won't cease to exist. And they'll be there in some sort of secondary role, and he compares it to a clothing, which is secondary to a person. They'll bask in the pleasure of Olam Haba. We don't know in what way. It won't be in the way that Jews are basking in the pleasure of Olam Haba. It'll be in a secondary way, right? Everybody enjoys something differently, right? An adult reads a book, he enjoys the book very much. It's a wonderful experience. And a child reads the same book and also enjoys it, and enjoys it on his level. He doesn't really understand the depth and the profundity of the book. So he's enjoying it, but he's enjoying it on a childish level. So they'll enjoy Olam Haba on a secondary level. There's no way they can ever... You don't grow in Olam Haba. You are what you are. The time to grow is in this world. In Olam Haba, there's no more growth. In Eden, there's no more growth. So you are what you are, and they can't leapfrog into the pleasurable experience of the Jewish people, but they'll have what they have. Okay, paragraph 8. Be nay. Going back to Dor HaFlaga, and now the 70 nations of the world. 70 administrators, Right? Each nation has a czar, has a CEO. Each nation gets a CEO, a malach. They're in charge, not Mabish in charge, of course. Never independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're never really in charge. That's already Avodah Zarah. Once you say they're independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Avodah Zarah. So that they are appointed, there is a concept of 70 umos, there is a concept of the 70 malachim of those umos. Umashkifim aleihem, they run their affairs, because if you remember from section 1, everything trickles down from what happens in Shemayim. So these malachim are doing things in Shemayim, and things are happening to them in Shemayim, and then it trickles down to this world. Mashkifim aleihem, mashkifim aleinyoneihem. Very, very interesting chiddush. There's no hashgacha prophecy, he says, by the Umos HaOlam. There's hashgacha klolis, you know, what direction they're going to take. But the hashgacha prophecy, the hashgacha gave over to the malachim, not independently, chas v'shalom, but he gives instructions. So to speak, there's someone else doing it. It looks like that, but it's really the instructions of Hashem, but we have a direct relationship with Him. We don't go through any administrator. This is a little, of course, empowered by Hashem. Although it's a Nemar, but it's like they're not empowered to be independent, they're empowered to do the rots of Hashem. There are many, many psukim in Chumash which imply that the Jewish people have no intermediary at all between them and Hashem. Other nations do, and that's why we need Davin to Hashem and Rakeshem Yudati. We have so many such psukim in Zorim. This is a pasuk in Amos. He doesn't interact with them directly. This is what the Ramchal says. You have to understand it. We're going to delve into this more. The Ulam, paragraph 9, the Maaseim Shel Yisrael. Another difference is that the world is elevated, or the opposite of elevated. What's the opposite of elevated? Is
degraded.
Degraded, thank you. The world is elevated and degraded based on the actions of Klal Yisrael, not the other Umos. The other Umos are the other Umos, and they're working for themselves. We have a much broader role to play. The whole world is waiting for us. We're masaking the world. The thinking of the world is calling us up. We raise the world up, we push the world down. This is what Makassar is to Sharma in so many places. We are determining the ultimate, and it's really a tremendous chiddush, and it's, I don't know what to make of it almost. We are determining the ultimate. Forever and ever, Hashem's amount of bonding with the world. It's totally in the Jewish people. Whatever they do, it will be. What they won't be able to do, then it won't be. And that's all only us. The non-Jews are not involved with that at all. Hashem connected, Hashem made dependent. Kol HaBriya, the whole Bria, the whole universe is small. The universe is a part of the Bria, the whole existence. The Iluyeha and salvation, Koshi Vasadu. Vishibe Kiyokal Es Hanagosal Kualam, and Kiyokal Hashem is dependent on us. Meaning what Hashem does in the world and to the world, and how he relates to the world is Mamish Kalyan and the Jewish people. That's how he set it up. That he is going to, is Hashem, Ein Sof, that's not dependent on anything, but he Kivayachol set himself up to be dependent on the actions of the Jewish people, how he will relate to the world, the Ha'iru L'Hashpia, Oli Saser,
Ulechalim, to be open, to be or panecha, or to have mud and choshech, and that's totally on us. Alpim kasushalom, alpim ha'asein. Ach ma'aseh ha'umos, what the goyim do, doesn't affect the world at all. It affects them. It affects what's going to be with them, but it doesn't affect what goes on in the Bria. And I'm kind of saying here in this last paragraph. Ach ma'aseh ha'umos, lo yosifu lo yigru b'metzios ha'bria. Uvigiluyo yizbar shemoyi Hashem revealing himself more in the Bria, or hestero, or less. They will draw upon themselves to elas ohevsit in baguf and banefesh v'yosifu koach basar shalohem o yachalishu. That here, that's their tsar, and everything is in Shemayim happening. It just trickles down here. So they, with their bechira, determine the status of their tsar, but they don't determine at all the status of the universe. Sometimes Hashem steps in, so to speak, and pushes away the Tsar and says, I need this nation to do something. I need them maybe to build the Beis HaMikdash like Koresh, or maybe I need them to destroy the Beis HaMikdash Chas V'Shalom like the Romans. I need them to do something, so I can't just let matters flow, but I have to step in and make sure this happens. That's just, he's using them, that's it's utility. He's just using them to accomplish what he wants to accomplish in this world. He's not, but that's otherwise he leaves it to the Sorim to run things the way they understand to be the Ratzon Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here. Next week, you're getting a big break. Because I will be in America next week, including the 2 days.